is a trope in pop culture that sunshine makes you happy and rain can make you sad. Think Sunny Side of the Street versus Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. But here in the desert, as we are still melting under near 100 degree temperatures and it's October, we have to wonder if this still rings true. What about rainy songs on these endlessly sunny, hot days? I broke it all down with Arizona music writer and musician Amy Young and began with a sunny favorite of hers. Take a listen.
I love songs like, I think Walking on Sunshine is kind of a fun song. Just exemplifies everything about, you know, a sunny period of time. I really love the Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks. Good Day Sunshine, that's a classic of Beatles. Cream, Sunshine of Your Love.
I've been waiting so long to be where I'm going, in the sunshine of your love.
That kind of really gets into like rocking in a harder way, but with the sunny theme. Here Comes the Sun is classic and sweet. There's a lot. The Doors, Waiting for the Sun. I guess I tend to think about some of these from, hearing things growing up. So you can see where it kind of can take shape and give you that imprint early on in life.
Yes.
And those sunny songs stick with you. And, those are the ones that are easy to recall when you're thinking about happy sunny songs.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that idea is everywhere, I think. Not a bad idea, but... And this is a big but, I think. It is summer in Phoenix right now. And it is so hot. The heat is oppressive. And I think the sunshine starts to feel kind of oppressive and definitely does not make me so happy when it's 110 or 115 outside for some time and you just feel like you're getting beat down upon. So I kind of like long for the rain in the summer here, for those monsoon storms. And it made me think about this idea that, like, in pop culture, this idea that sun is always happy. I don't know if that fits all the time here in Phoenix.
Oh, it definitely doesn't fit for me. And a lot of people I know, you know, I just start seeing Facebook and Instagram go crazy when it gets a little cloudy outside. And people are taking little video clips of the rain and, you know, they're outside. And it is because the sun is very relentless and oppressive and it lasts, you know, consistently. And so that rain feels like freedom.
Yeah.
You know, you feel like you can go outside. There might be a breeze. And it feels like you're kind of getting like a little reprieve from just all that heat. And, you know, and then when you're not experiencing the heat, you're still thinking about it in the summer. So It gives you something to, you know, if you know it's coming, you kind of look forward to it. And then when you're in it, you just can enjoy it and relish it for a bit.
We all know that feeling if we've been here for an Arizona summer. Okay, so... let's make something of a new kind of counterintuitive category here then, Amy. So let's talk about rainy songs for these hot Arizona summer days. What songs come to mind for you when I say that?
Well, I think that there are definitely happy rain songs out there. Like, I love the Jesus and Mary Chain's Happy When It Rains. You were my sunny day around. You were the clouds in the sky. You were the darkest. Garbage Head, I'm Only Happy When It Rains. Those are like definitely, you know, the spirit of those songs are a little happier. But it's even fun to have that kind of rainy day that we never get here, where you can curl up a little bit and, you know, and really enjoy those rainy day sad songs. Because we can't really do that all the time. So you can have a true, like, sad rainy day. So, so many on both sides.
Let me go through a few from the KJZZ newsroom, because, of course, we had to ask all of our KJZZ staffers what they thought. They have a great collection they've been coming up with from songs for us in these conversations. Purple Rain by Prince was a very popular one. Purple rain, purple rain. A lot of the folks in the newsroom talked about a song, Rain, by the Beatles, which I didn't even know existed. Do you know this one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then Umbrella by Rihanna, which I'm really on board with that one. That's a really good rain song, and not necessarily a sad one either.
No. I mean, there's some happy moments, you know, singing in the rain. That's probably one of the happiest.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
Go out in the rain and like, maybe you're not going to take, you know, a hat and a trench coat and do a full Gene Kelly tap dance, but you know, you definitely feel like getting out there and just experiencing something different and something that doesn't feel, you know, so harsh.
Give us a few of those kind of sad rain songs that maybe you want to like draw the curtains in the summer and pretend it's a rainy Northwest kind of day outside when you're sick of the sunshine. What are some of those for you?
You know, obviously I probably mention it often, but I'm a really big Jesus and Mary Chain fan. And they have a song called About You that I think is a great rainy day song. R.E.M. South Central Rain. There's a 70s song that for some reason really just makes me sad called It Never Rains in Southern California.
Seems it never rains in Southern California.
Maybe it was an FM radio hit in the early 70s, but it pops up here or there. And I find it to be, I don't know, really nostalgic and kind of a weepy inspiring tune. I like when Nick Cave does his Ain't Gonna Rain Anymore. That's like a little dark and bluesy, kind of hits that mood. Guided by Voices is one of my favorite bands, and they have a song called Everybody Thinks I'm a Rain Cloud When I'm Not Looking. Just a really short, perfect pop song. And so, you know, that's definitely like an inspirational source for me when I'm playing. I love what they do, which is create extremely well-crafted pop songs that don't waste any time getting to any point.
I guess, I mean, this is what music does for us, right? Like it allows us to escape, to think about the world a little differently. And when we live in a place like this that doesn't necessarily always fit the pop culture trope, there's a lot more out there that we can really look for.
Absolutely. That's where I'm at. I know that I probably miss, you know, some of the huge hits when I'm thinking about these things because I tend to think about them on a personal level. Mm-hmm. But any mood that you're looking for, that's the thing. Anymore, you can just search. You can search the mood, you can search the topic,
yeah.
And you know, open yourself up to a whole database of songs about those things. So much to discover.
All right. Music writer and musician Amy Young joining us to talk about rainy songs for these hot summer Arizona days. Amy, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it as always.
Thank you.